Hello, this is my Lenten diary for February the 19th, 2026. Today is Thursday after Ash Wednesday. This is a reading from Paul's letter to the Philippians. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the sharing of his sufferings by becoming like him in his death, if somehow I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained this, or have already reached the goal, but I press on to lay hold of that for which Christ has laid hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider that I have laid hold of it, but one thing I have laid hold of, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal, toward the prize of the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus. Here ends the reading. Throughout this Lenten season, we will be listening to lots of the Apostle Paul, since our focus will be on the epistle lessons, which are assigned to be read at either morning prayer or the Sunday Eucharist. I know this will come as no secret to many of the people who listen to these diaries that plenty of folks have lots of opinions about Paul, and many of those opinions are not necessarily positive. I can appreciate plenty of the critiques I often hear about him, and still, I don't believe we can just toss Paul's voice to the side and pretend that he doesn't loom large in the story of the church. In fact, as most of you likely know, all the undisputed letters of Paul are older than the canonical Gospels. So, like him or loathe him, Paul offers us an insight about how early Christian communities were attempting to live out the good news of the gospel. In today's reading, we're picking up in the middle of the letter to the Philippians. Paul is writing to the congregation in Philippi, which was in what is today northeastern Greece, while he is incarcerated elsewhere. In case you've forgotten, Paul spent a fair amount of time in jails, mainly because his preaching created plenty of controversy and often caused the sort of local unrest that civil authorities were nervous about. So, the best way to quell the crowd was to put the preacher in jail. As our passage opens today, we hear Paul musing about his own personal relationship to Jesus, the teacher he has only encountered through what he describes elsewhere as a heavenly vision. Paul never knew Jesus of Nazareth, though in an earlier life he had been an active persecutor of the Jesus movement, until he had literally been struck blind by a life-changing vision of the resurrected Lord. This vision turned Paul's life upside down and accomplished the sort of vocational inversion that Paul believed only God could have done. The great persecutor of the church became the great proclaimer of the gospel from Jerusalem to Rome and to countless places in between, including Philippi. Whatever else we may think of Paul, our verses today resound with the apostles' desire to know the risen Christ in a deep and profound way, both in Christ's sufferings and in the power of Christ's resurrection. Mind you, the resurrection wasn't a fairy tale to Paul. He had seen the glory of the resurrected Lord with his own eyes. The language Paul uses here is not simply that he is pressing on through his own effort. He is yearning for this deeper relationship with Christ because Christ has laid hold on him. The power of the resurrection has literally captured Paul's life, and that same power is drawing Paul onward towards God. Part of the challenge of our lives these days, I believe, is that the sort of language Paul is using here, even in translation, is foreign to us. We mistakenly believe that we are the products of our own efforts, that we are masters of our own destiny. This over-reliance on the power of our personal resolve not only has detrimental effects upon our emotional well-being and our relationships, it's toxic to our spiritual life as well. The truth is, as Lent will constantly remind us, we all too often make poor choices, fall short of our own expectations of ourselves, not to mention God's expectations, and find ourselves in places far away from the paths of righteousness and peace. Part of what I hear in Paul's words from Philippians today is the reminder that the power of Christ's resurrection has laid hold on me, even when I sometimes, or more honestly, oftentimes, forget. On this second day of Lent, I'm guessing there's plenty of daily life going on for you. And as one person insightfully said to me years ago, the problem with daily living is it's just so damned daily. There is no shortage of things to distract us from our relationship with Jesus. There are plenty of things awry in our world, and if we're not careful, they can overwhelm us with despair and hopelessness. And, in addition to all the things happening around us, many of us can be distracted by our own feelings of guilt and shame about those things done and left undone. Into this tangle of struggle and strife, fear and failure, the words from a long-ago jailbird preacher are oddly uplifting. Forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal, toward the prize of the heavenly call. God grant us the hope and courage to trust in the power of the resurrection and press on ahead in the assurance that our Savior Jesus has led the way. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you hate nothing you have made, and forgive the sins of all who are penitent. Create and make in us new and contrite hearts, that we, worthily lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, may obtain of you, the God of all mercy, perfect remission and forgiveness, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.